from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, happy to welcome you back to hour number two of the Hurricane Hotline. Move our attention a little bit toward the ACC, but still talking about the University of Miami. And joining us from ACC Network is Eric McLean, EMAC, former Clemson player down here in Coral Gables last week on the ACC tour. Got a good look at the University of Miami and one of the great talents on the ACC Network as well. Eric, thanks for being with us on our kickoff show of the Hurricane Hotline. We're back after summer break, and I know you've been on tour. But your thoughts, I saw you, we talked a little bit on the practice field a week ago at the University of Miami on another scalding hot day. Maybe some of your thoughts on the University of Miami.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Great to talk with you, and we're back, baby. Let's go. Football season is it's here. It's crazy to think week zero is a couple of days away, it feels like, and we're kicking a football off. But the Canes look awesome, man. And I got to tell you, the interesting thing about this tour is, you know, coming in to media days, we all kind of have ideas and, you know, what we think teams can be and what we think they should be. But you really don't know till you get to see them in person. And for a lot of people and a lot of teams, you know, that's not until game one, you know, because we don't have the privilege to go to every single camp. But with this thing that we do, man, going around to each and every team, and we split it up, we get about half each, a little under half each. And I feel so much better going into the season having seen X team in person. And the Canes, it's no different, man. You know, just seeing the body types, seeing that big, massive offensive line, and quite frankly do, you know, and look like a Mario Cristobal team wants to look. I think the sky's the limit. You know, Cam Ward is spinning it. His leadership qualities on full display. You know, that practice you were talking about, you and I were there together. They did 2-minute drill, and Cam just marches down the field, has a big, nice scramble, a lot of great completions, and then walks it off, you know, with a game-winning touchdown. So I am very thrilled with where Miami is and quite frankly, where I think they can be.
You're a man of the trenches. What were your thoughts of the Miami trench warfare?
Yeah, man, size is just the immediate thing that you notice. And it starts with Jalen Rivers there at left tackle. I mean, that dude looks like a freak of nature. And, you know, we saw him in Charlotte at media days, and, you know, he's suited and booted and looks fantastic. But, man, when you see him in pads and you see the muscles and the mass and just the beast that this guy is, he has really emerged, I think, until a very high draft pick. And I think that's going to just be solidified this season once people really see him. And then just everywhere you go, you know, from left all the way to right, you know, to Big Maui Noah there, who, again, you know, freaky as all get out, 340 pounds, probably what, 15, 12% body fat. I mean, these guys don't look like what you think a college offensive line. That they're ready to go right now. And I think they're just going to play bully ball. You know, they can throw it as much as they want with the talent they have. But when you add that offensive line with Fletcher and Martinez, look out, man. They're going to be bloodying a bunch of noses.
Damian Martinez, to me, is the kind of running back that Miami has not been able to tackle the last 15 years. They finally got one on their side. Now, Fletcher is a little bit like Martinez, but Martinez is older and more experienced. And in, I think one of the big differences in this transfer portal world, if Miami did not have Martinez, and Fletcher at this point is probably at best questionable for Florida, there'd be a pretty good drop-off. They'd be looking at a freshman or guys perhaps like A.J. Allen, who were not the bell cow. So this is what happens now with the transfer portal, and Martinez is a he's a grown man running back.
Yeah, he really is, man. And he's the type of guy. I mean, he just looks NFL. And you're right, if the transfer portal doesn't exist, number one, he probably is in the NFL right now. He probably would have went to the draft. But number two, you don't have that instant depth, but man, just watching him, how he's like a great combination. I think Miami really, you know, you guys have like four different body types of back. You got the big power, you got the quick, elusive, you got the blazing speed, and then you've got Martinez that can do all of it combined. I think that's really going to be on full display. And again, he had a really good offensive line last year at Oregon State. He's going to have that again, you know, in a run-heavy league where you see the amount of running back talent that the ACC has. He's going to be fighting for that number one spot against Amarian Hampton and, you know, Jaden Ott out of Cal.
How do you think Cam Ward handles the pressure of you're the guy, Cam? It's basically free agency. So he's like a free agent quarterback, and sometimes, you know, free agents struggle. He's got to be, in my mind, if he's consistent, Miami becomes much better at that position. But what do you see in Cam Ward in terms of handling that pressure of now you're the guy because you were the free agent quarterback in the offseason?
Yeah, well, really, man, just after talking to him at media day, a little bit more intimately at practice, a little bit more relaxed, you can just tell the leadership qualities immediately. I mean, that guy has come into Miami and understands, hey, number one, this is my last shot to put on a really big show for the NFL. But number two, I think he understands the magnitude of that logo on his helmet. Like, this is the U. There is so much that comes with that. And you think of all the fantastic quarterbacks, you know, before him and just, you know, Hall of Famers, Heisman Trophy winners. And, you know, I think that he gets all of that, and he's calm, cool, collect, just seems like a guy that's ready for this moment. Wasn't, you know, super highly recruited out of high school, went to Incarnate World, went to Washington State. This is a totally different stratosphere playing at Miami and representing that U. And, you know, some folks have asked him about that. You know, would you ever have thought going through the process you did coming out of Texas in high school that you'd be here one day? And he said, yes. So I think he's ready for that moment. He's always believed in himself, and I just want to see him flourish, right? I mean, we pull for these kind of kids. We pull for these kind of stories. And even with all the NIL, man, which I'm sure, you know, he has great deals and all kinds of money, whatever. But I asked nearly half the offensive line, other teammates, you know, how is he? How's this? And they said, you would know no difference, man. He doesn't let any of that go to his head. He is leader first, ball player second, and I think we're going to see all that take care of itself.
You touched on this a little bit, but when you look at Miami, when you're out there, and of course you talk with Coach Cristobal, but your professional eyes, in terms of talent and skill level in the league, where do you think Miami compares now?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're at the very top, and maybe even a little ahead of Clemson when you talk about talent. And I mean, I know that that's you know, an interesting thing to look at, because Clemson just year after year after year has built that factory. But when you add in the transfer portal element that Miami has obviously been all in at, they've gotten it fast. So it's one of those perfect storms of, okay, this is the year. We've got the schedule. We've got the players. We've got our coach. Let's go make it happen. And you have to deliver on a very high level. I don't think it's quite, just because I don't ever think it's that, you know, when you talk about national championship or bust. But this is a team that I think if you believe they can win the ACC, it's not just, yeah, they can make the playoff. It's no, this team will be in the national championship.
Yeah, Eric McClain from the ACC Network is our guest. EMAC, I think one of the biggest challenges, not only for Mario Cristobal, but probably for 90% of college football, maybe we'll go college athletics now, is how do you, but let's stick with football, you've got to make this a team, and you've got to get games played from the guys that transferred in, your transfer portal guys. They all have to come together. They've got to glue themselves together. It's got to be welded together. Is that a concern around college football?
You know, I think it depends on where you are and how these type of things happen. But it's so evident in a Mario Cristobal-led team. Number one, transparency. You're coming here. We want you to come here to win. There's no beating around the bush. We're trying to dominate. And number two, understanding that a lot of these guys, and I've had these conversations kind of everywhere we've been, some people that use the portal more than others, but the guys come in understanding this is probably my last shot. Unless it's like a freshman that transferred in, still has 4 years of eligibility. A lot of these guys are older, have graduated, and are moving on, trying to have their best kind of hurrah, you know, moment for the NFL, and they get that. And, you know, I think it can be identified really quickly that the game of football brings people together like nothing else. That's on the field and off the field. And so, you know, we understand and we realize as players, hey, you're going to help us win. I understand that. How can I speed up the process where you're really comfortable at Miami in this situation, in this offense, to where you can help us right now?
Eric McClain is our guest, ACC Network. Okay, we've done a pretty good deep dive on Miami. Their competition is Florida State for sure. Let's just kind of look around the league a little bit. Florida State, they're going to kick this thing off here in 2 weeks. What do you see in the Noles? A year ago undefeated until the Orange Bowl game, just had an incredibly unbelievable season.
Yeah, super talented too, right? I mean, you see all the guys that they had drafted, the names, the amount, double-digit guys, and then lost a handful of guys to the transfer portal as well. So this is going to be a very different-looking Florida State team in regards to no Jordan Travis. I mean, I feel like that guy was there, you know, forever, and I'm sure Canes fans excited that he's gone, you know, just because of how dynamic of a player he was. But, you know, a lot of others as well, specifically a skill position. So, you know, it's going to be a revamped team. But I think when you look at them, you know, massive, dominant offensive line, really, I think it's Miami A1, Florida State A2, or 2B, excuse me, when you look at, you know, kind of who's the best offensive line in the league. You got one that's a little bit more, you know, proven, and one that I think can take a really big step this year. So, you know, I think they're going to really want to run the ball a lot. They've got some power running backs, had a transfer come in from Alabama. They're going to want to, similarly to Miami, you know, beat people up and push you around. DJU back in the ACC, kind of weird for, you know, my Tigers and Clemson fans to see that guy wearing a Seminole jersey, you know, but he made that decision. And, you know, I think that if there's anybody that can get the best out of him, I think it's Coach Norvell, you know, just a really smart offensive mind that's going to put him in positions to win. But just what does it look like? Is it, you know, a lot of power, a lot of counter, quarterback power, and then play action over the top? You know, what does it look like? Because certainly, you know, DJ has to continue to work and improve on those short to intermediate passes. Just a big, strong guy that uses that arm too much at times. Then you look at the defense. I think that's probably the strength of their team. That secondary is legit. They have dudes everywhere. It really reminds me of, you know, Florida State teams that I played against, back in the mid-10s up until 2015 there. Long, rangy dudes that are just playmakers and some new faces on the defensive line. So I don't think quite, you know, we're talking 13-0, you know, looking at a playoff bid, undefeated top four. But, you know, if there's a way that they can sneak back into Charlotte and, you know, continue to do their thing, I wouldn't be surprised by that either.
The Clemson Tigers go with homegrown players. I think, hey, nothing wrong with that. If you can keep them, no problem. If that's going to be their blueprint, their formula, a lot of people are looking at that. What do you see in the Tigers?
Yeah, and I think that is something that it is so interesting, just in a world where, you know, you can add or subtract players really quickly in the portal, and Clemson kind of doing their own thing, right? Like you said, they have the high school machine rolling. They have a top, you know, 12 class, whatever it is, year after year after year, and feel really good about that. On top of, I like the way you stated, Joe, they don't lose anybody. Yeah. You know, they just lost, you know, their first starter last year in the portal in Andrew Makuba. That was the first starter that they've lost since this whole thing has really cranked up and the transfer portal has existed. So a lot of talent, a lot of young talent that is now taking a step forward. I mean, you look at that defense last year, they've had the most freshman played snaps. I think Miami was on that list too, but those two were far and away more than anybody in the entire country when it looks at who played, who made big time plays, and now those guys are sophomores. So I think that defense is going to be electric. I think they have a chance to be the best in the entire country. Big, physical, fast. They've got it all. Size at every position you want it. Then you look at the offense, and it's going to come down to quarterback. You know, how much can Cade Klubnik grow? And Miami was a great example of that last year with you guys getting that victory against the Tigers at home. Cade Klubnik just made poor decisions. They had turnover problems in the red zone. I mean, there were so many occasions Clemson's in the 5-yard line and in, and comes up with no points, either missed field goals or turnovers. It's hard to win football games when you do that. So if we see those two things drastically improve, I think Clemson's back to doing the things that they're used to seeing. Wide receiver is, I know, a question mark on a national level, but, man, if these guys can stay healthy, they've got dudes everywhere you look, and they feel really good about their unit. A couple of young freshmen coming in that were 5 stars in high school that I expect them to play and play really early and often, maybe as early as the Georgia game, and making an impact.
Yeah, there's probably some stat. I'm sure there's a study on NFL teams, Super Bowl, Chiefs, 49ers, all the top teams in the NFL in terms of homegrown players and with free agents and all that. Before I let you go, that first weekend is going to be gigantic. Well, after Florida State plays Georgia Tech, so I guess week one. Clemson, saw this today. Actually, I had to take a double take. 2-touchdown underdog to Georgia, and then Miami playing right after that game, 2-point favorite over the Gators in Gainesville. I'm not sure about either one of those spreads, but your thoughts on those two games?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll take the Tigers with the points for sure, and give me the Canes all day with that too, man. I feel real comfortable about both of those there. But, yeah, it's massive, right? And you just look at the games themselves from a rivalry standpoint, from a recruiting standpoint. Listen, I'm a Clemson guy, and, you know, that rivalry with South Carolina is great, and it means a lot to people that are born in the state. But to me, man, it's always Georgia. I mean, that's the game I wish they played every single year. And you talk about national relevance, it's just what you want to see. And so glad that game is there. Excited to see just a playoff caliber game from game one. And who knows, maybe you see it again, you know, later down the road in this 12-team playoff. Tigers got to bring it. It's going to be a absolute fist fight. I wouldn't be shocked at all. If we see like a 17-13, 17-10, type of game, just looking at the, expectation from both of those defenses that we're going to have this year. And then on the other side, Miami walking into the swamp, game one. I mean, you and I have been at practice. They're cranking that thing up. They're practicing noise and all these different things. It's going to be electric. You've got to kind of weather that and then hit them right in the face and see if they can take it. You know, and I think, again, having that big offensive line, having a dynamic quarterback, a run game that should be electric, just play bully ball. And, you know, I don't think there's a lot of high expectation for Florida this year. They've got a brutal schedule, and I just don't know quite where the team is. But that's a rivalry. You throw all that out, you got to go handle business, though. Both those teams need to fly the ACC flag and help us change that narrative by not just being competitive, but win the game.
Yeah. Emac, always love your analysis. Your enthusiasm is always contagious. And our listeners should know you're one of those guys that you want to be around. You want to be around, talk football. And one of those guys that you would say, hey, I'm going to go have a beer with Eric McClain. So thanks for being on our show. ACC Network Tour continues. Hope our listeners will tune in and watch your tour and all the stuff you do all season long. But thanks very much for being with us.
Always, brother. I appreciate your time and excited for the Canes this year, man. Let's go to work.
I'll let you. Eric McClain. We'll continue on the show right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.